Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjeet Kaur with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron agree on need to restore freedom of navigation in Strait of Hormuz. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Macron set to host meeting of world leaders to discuss securing vital shipping routes in Gulf. 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon comes into force. US President Donald Trump says Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium and the two countries are close to a peace deal. And now the details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from French President Emmanuel Macron yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during their conversation, they discussed the West Asia situation and agreed on the need to urgently restore safety and freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. He added that they also reaffirmed to continue close cooperation to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Emmanuel Macron are set to host a virtual meeting of world leaders to discuss efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and secure vital shipping routes. More details from our correspondent.
Leaders from around 40 countries are expected to participate in the summit, focusing on supporting the fragile ceasefire involving Iran and ensuring safe passage through the key maritime corridor. The summit will also deliberate on supporting the work of the International Maritime Organization to enhance the safety of vessels and crew navigating the region. Discussions will include plans to establish an international mission aimed at reopening the strait. The proposed initiative would be strictly defensive in nature and involve a combined military effort to be deployed once conditions permit. Starmer is scheduled to arrive in Paris today to co-host the meeting with Macron. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is also expected to attend the summit. Ashish Abraham for World News.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a virtual meeting with the Trade Minister of South Korea, Hyun Han Kong, yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, both the leaders held discussions on strengthening the bilateral economic cooperation between India and South Korea. Reaffirming the shared commitment to deepen trade and investment ties, Mr. Goyal emphasized on the need to advance a comprehensive and mutually beneficial partnership between the two countries. President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung will pay a state visit to India from 19th to 21st of this month. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising ministers, senior officials and business leaders. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, the President will hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. These include shipbuilding, trade, investments, AI, semiconductors, critical and emerging technologies, people-to-people connect and cultural exchanges. Prime Minister will host a lunch in honour of the visiting dignitary. President Lee Jae-myung will also hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary. Chancellor of Austria Dr. Christian Stocker called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Welcoming him, the President said that India and Austria share close and friendly relations based on common values such as democracy and the rule of law. The President underlined that his visit, taking place soon after the conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, provides a fresh momentum to growing trade and investment ties between India and Austria. President Murmu also noted that India-Austria Startup Bridge, launched in 2024, is strengthening bilateral cooperation in this area. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. celebrations broke out across Beirut as a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon came into force, with fireworks and celebratory gunfire lighting up the night sky. The ceasefire, which began last night, has temporarily halted hostilities and is aimed at creating space for diplomatic engagement. U.S. State Department said the truce is intended to enable good faith negotiations towards a permanent security and peace agreement between Israel and Lebanon. U.S. President Donald Trump had announced the ceasefire. The announcement followed what he described as excellent conversations with Lebanese President Joseph Wan and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them. We've got to have no nuclear weapons. If we do, that's a big factor. And they're willing to do things that they weren't willing to do 2 months ago. We're going to be meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, president of Lebanon, and I had a great talk with both of them. They're going to be having a ceasefire.
President Trump has also invited both leaders to the White House for the first meaningful talks between the two countries since 1983. We have more details on this from our correspondent.
The 10-day window is being framed as a confidence-building measure. Trump has directed Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff to work with both sides towards a lasting peace. Lebanon is also seeking the withdrawal of Israeli forces, the release of Lebanese prisoners held in Israel, and the return of displaced civilians as part of any broader settlement. Hezbollah, the Iran-backed armed group at the center of this conflict, has been entirely excluded from the negotiations, and its position is on of outright rejection. Critically, Netanyahu has made clear that Israel will not withdraw from southern Lebanon, which remains a core demand of Hezbollah, and the group must be fully dismantled. That position represents a fundamental contradiction at the heart of any deal. This is Vinod Kumar, World News, Dubai.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon while commending the role of the United States in facilitating the agreement. In a post on social media, Guterres expressed hope that the ceasefire will pave the way for negotiations towards a long-term solution to the conflict and contribute to ongoing efforts towards a lasting and comprehensive peace in the region. The Secretary General also called on all parties to uphold the truce. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed that Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium that could be used to build nuclear weapons. He told reporters at the White House that both countries are close to a peace deal. Trump said that the U.S. and Iran are going through a very successful negotiation and there is a very good chance they are going to make a deal.
Very important is that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, and they've agreed to that. And they've agreed to it very powerfully. They've agreed to give us back the nuclear dust that's way underground because of the attack we made with the B-2 bombers. So we have a lot of agreement with Iran, and I think something's going to happen very positive.
U.S. President said that if the deal happens, there will be free oil, an open Strait of Hormuz, and everything will be nice. U.S. President Donald Trump said that the United States is heading towards victory very shortly against Iran while making strong remarks on military developments involving Iran and past U.S. operations in the region. Speaking at an event, President Trump suggested progress in ongoing strategic actions and claimed significant degradation of Iranian capabilities. He described Iran as a tough, smarty country while asserting that its military capacity had been severely reduced and Iran has no navy left. The remarks come amid heightened tensions in West Asia and ongoing diplomatic and security developments involving the United States and Iran, including ceasefire-related negotiations and maritime security concerns. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron agree on need to restore freedom of navigation in Strait of Hormuz. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and French President Macron set to host meeting of world leaders to discuss securing vital shipping routes in Gulf. 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon comes into force. U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran has agreed to hand over its enriched uranium and the two countries are close to a peace deal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.